At CarMax, we get it. Selling your car can be tough. Remember your first road trip where you accidentally spent spring break in Charleston, West Virginia instead of Charleston, South Carolina? Very different cities. Or the time you dared your friend to eat that French fry you found on the floorboard and he did it? Point is, it's more than sheet metal. It's a part of your life, and who can put a price on that? CarMax, that's who, and they'll do it in as little as 30 minutes with a written offer good for 7 days. Ah, good times. CarMax, drive what's possible.
Hello, greetings, greetings, and welcome to the CRS Radio, the Caribbean radio show. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. So happy to be here, and our topic today, we're going to be actually focusing on the antiviral oils that can help to treat the after effects of this chikungunya. Now, over the past few weeks, I've been sort of looking at, you know, minerals and so on and linking that to aromatherapy, etc. But today, I just want to concentrate on this because, pardon me, for this reason, what happened is that I actually received a call from a friend back home in Jamaica. And, you know, there's a really serious concern about the fact that the chikungunya, this mosquito-borne disease, is still such a major concern for many who were afflicted and with this particular chikungunya last year in 2014. And I know I've done the show before about looking at chikungunya, looking at the oils that we could use as repellents and so on. But the real concern now is that people are really suffering, you know, with this, the pains and so on. So she was explaining to me that the pain that they're having is really persistent. It's very debilitating. And that the virus is causing people to actually just fall down suddenly. Now, the danger with that is if you fall suddenly, head. And if you hit your head, you can probably even die. So she was just mentioning it to me that, you know, people were just advised to take painkillers such as Panadol and so today on this show, just want to focus on these antiviral oils that can really help to bring about some relief. So if you do want to call in today on the Caribbean Radio Show, do call in on 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. So what I want to do first of all is just to have a brief review of this chikungunya, or as they call it in Jamaica, chikvi. Now, the AMCA website says that the name chikungunya is attributed to the Kimakonde word, meaning that which bends up, which describes the primary symptom, which is excruciating joint pain. So because it bends you over, you know, that sort of crippling, bending pain, that's where the name comes from. And this virus is a pathogen transmitted by mosquitoes. Now, although chikungunya is rarely fatal, the symptoms are indeed very debilitating, and they may actually persist for weeks, and it may even persist for years in the older population. Now, so currently there is no vaccine, and the main treatment is limited to pain medication. That is what the mainstream conventional medicine has to offer, just pain medication at the moment. So, you know, this is why on this show I really enjoy doing this, because with the use of the oils, we can actually, you know, really tap into nature to find other ways of healing. Now, as well as, you know, I mean, we know that when you take medication, medications will come with side effects. And it's even said that if you are sick and you take medication, you'll need to heal twice. First from the illness, and secondly from the medication. So, of course, you know, pain that is debilitating will drive anybody to seek relief. That is just natural. You don't want to be constantly in pain. It will affect your ability to live your life, your day-to-day life, comfortably. But I have a particular concern about the use of these acetaminophen, which is the primary ingredient in Panadol and in Tylenol. Now, while I'm a little less sort of concerned about the use of Panadol, it is the use of Tylenol that really actually disturbs me. So in doing my research, you know, Dr. Mercola states that the acetaminophen sold under the brand name of Tylenol, alongside others, may be among the most dangerous medicines on the market. And that's quite serious. I mean, the thing is, this is a household name, and who would think it's that serious? But it is actually among the most dangerous medicines on the market. Now, many don't think twice about taking Tylenol. And the users of this actual household remedy are not even aware that the acetaminophen overdose is responsible for more than 56,000 emergency room visits in the US, 26,000 hospitalizations, and an estimated 458 deaths. And that's due to liver failure. This is what this drug can actually do. In fact, research has shown that it requires a lot less to endanger you than you might know. And this is why sometimes some people are just so anti-medication, you know. They'd rather just bear the pain and get on with that. Because just to think about the fact that even if you're taking that drug at the prescribed dose, that you're still, you can still endanger yourself. So in addition to all of that, the acetaminophen can be toxic to your liver, as I said, even at the recommended dose when taken daily for just a few weeks. So where does that leave us? You know, because if something that's meant to be helping you, and we do know that drugs will have side effects, we don't expect it to be something that could hurt you just after taking it in 2-3 weeks. So remember, just because a drug is sold without prescription, it does not mean that it is completely harmless. You need to show respect to all drugs. Now, there are some of us who will actually go to the doctor. I mean, I think if you're in pain and you're really suffering and whatever, you might go to your doctor and you might even insist on having antibiotics. So we need to be very, very clear that, you know, bacterial infections can be treated with antibiotics. But this chikungunya, which is actually a viral infection, it requires either a vaccination, which will prevent it, or an antiviral drug to treat it. As I said before, at the moment, there are no vaccines to treat chikungunya. And this is why medication is currently limited to pain relief. So yes, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show on the CRS Radio, and I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence. If you're just joining in, you know, we're talking about looking at antiviral drugs that can probably, antiviral aromatherapy oils that we can actually use to help with the after effects of this chikungunya. And as I said, it's such a debilitating disease. So sometimes when you're trying to say to people that the oils can help you, that they can work, they can help you, sometimes we need to have a clearer understanding of what exactly is a virus. What is a virus? How does it manifest itself? How does it actually work in the body? And if you can understand that, that can give you a better appreciation of how the oils will work. So let us now have a look at what exactly is this virus. Yes? What is this thing that's called chikungunya? Now, some microbiologists classify this as microorganisms, while others don't, because they are non-living, and they describe viruses as microscopic infective agents. So they are seen as unique microorganisms because they cannot reproduce without a host cell. So this virus needs you, the human being, to be the host. As a result of that, the virus earns the classification of a parasite. So these viruses, they act like parasites. They get into your body and they're living off you. Yes? So that's how it works. So just being told to take painkillers is just about managing the pain caused from this disease. But what we need to do is to find a way to boost the body's so that it can fight the virus by degrading the viral genetic material, so that the cells can survive the infection. So if you can imagine, this virus has come into your body via the infective agent, and it's there living in your body. You've gone over the main hurdle, but you have it just there still niggling your system. We need to find a way to really boost the immune system. Yes? Because a strong immune system will actually produce specific antibodies that are capable of binding to the viruses and making them non-infectious. In addition, the body's T cells are sent to destroy these viruses. Now, did you know that you can boost the activity of your T cells just by taking mega doses of vitamin C? So, you know, there are many ways to actually come at this thing. Instead of just relying on the Panadol and the Tylenol and so on with their side effects that could cause liver damage and so on, just by understanding how the virus works and what you can do to help yourself in terms of boosting your immune system recovery. So, you know, in Jamaica, we have a large volume of good quality fruits and vegetables. And you can actually boost your T cells by taking the following vitamin C rich foods in your diet on a regular basis. You see, your food is your health. What we take in is what makes us up. A lot of the time, people don't get that connection between what you eat. Like, what you eat is what you are. They just think something, food is just something you eat just for pleasure and for comfort and whatever. No, your food is your medicine. This is what is a main healer, your nutrition. You know, we have to consider sleep and exercise and prayer and meditation. The primary thing here in the healing process, in part of this whole mind, body and spirit healing, nutrition is about 80% of that healing process. So you can boost your T cells, as I said, by taking this vitamin-rich food. Now, what are these vitamin-rich foods? Your citrus fruits. Now, everybody in Jamaica know what the citrus fruits are. You have your lemons, you have your limes, you have your oranges, your grapefruits, and so on. Your citrus fruits. Then there are cherries, of course. And cherries are actually even richer in vitamin C than the citrus fruits. You have your cherries. There's papayas. Some of you that probably live in the countryside may have access to strawberry and kiwi. As your vegetables, you have your bell peppers, your guava, melons, Brussels sprouts. And don't forget your dark green leafy vegetables, you know, like your callaloo and so on. Broccoli, cauliflower, tomatoes, and other selective herbs and so on. So straight away, even before we have even touched on the aromatherapy oils and the herbs and so on you can use to help to minimize the pain of this chikungunya, and you know, the oils we can use to boost the immune system, right away we're recognizing the importance of food. And I've just listed the foods that are vitamin rich that you should now be consuming to begin this healing process. So if you're ailing from the chikungunya, stay away from the fast foods. Fast foods equals fast death. So just to remind you, listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, and I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. Do call in on 661-467-2407. Let's have a little listen to Freddie, Push Come to Shove.
Tired of taking the blame, might as well play the game. Oh, sometimes it can be so unfair. I'm a longing to see you, I wanna know how you've been doing over yonder. I'm gonna catch this flight, and when I reach my destination, I hope you'll be smiling. Longing to see me, I thought you saw me alive, just to say hello, my dear, I'm doing fine. Doesn't matter anyway now, 'cause my love for you will never change. Tell me what you're doing right now, 'cause when
push, come to shove.
Yes, yes, when push comes to shove. Okay, hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller? Okay, I have a caller here. I'm just trying to see if I can get this caller online. Hello? You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. Hello, caller? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello, hello, caller. Thank you for calling in. Yes, please go ahead.
Hi, my name's Siobhan. I'm calling about a use for peppermint oil.
Ah, peppermint oil. Yes, I'm about to discuss that now. What do you have to, what do you think about peppermint oil? Do you know about it quite, do you know about it?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. If you're going to cover this use later on, I apologize. But
no, you're more than welcome. I want to hear your experience with it because we need to share and learn. So go ahead. You tell me about using this essential oil of peppermint. What have you discovered having used it?
I like to use it as sort of a gargle. And what mm-hmm. I do is I use it to get the taste of Ralph Sorella's cum out of my mouth.
Yes. Yes. It's a beautiful oil, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. And when I'm sucking Ralph Sorella's dick, I really have to get the taste out of my mouth. So I use the peppermint oil.
It's actually a very sort of I think overlooked oil because it's just so regular. You know, everybody knows it and they're so used to it. But it's very, very powerful and it's used a lot. Yes, go ahead.
It would have to be because I'm jerking a penis and I'm sucking it.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
It's jizzing and I need the peppermint oil to get rid of the flavor and it does it.
Well, it's used a lot in dental care, as you know, as well. So it's going to actually have other effects as well if you're using in your mouth. Because when you use these oils, they don't just work locally. They actually go right through your system. So you'll be getting all the benefits for your digestive system, for your respiratory system, your joints. So whenever we use these oils, we're getting that overall benefit. And not just in terms of the physical benefits, but also the emotional and spiritual benefits of the oil. And I will tell you as well as the show goes on the psychological effect of using peppermint oil. But Siobhan, do call back again. I'm here on a Saturday at this time, and I appreciate your sense of humor. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You know, sometimes Ralph takes a big steamy shit in my mouth. Diarrhea.
Well, okay, no, we can't take. Okay, well, okay. The callers are very happy to know that, and we're going to thank you for that. But call back again. Thank you so much, Siobhan.
Yeah, keep in my mouth.
Okay, keep listening. Yeah, keep listening, and we really appreciate it. Take care, Siobhan. Bye bye.
Ralph Sorella shit.
Okay, thank you for that one. That was a very interesting call from Siobhan there. All right, so today we're looking at the all-natural antiviral essential oils. And, using antiviral essential oils is a great way to support the immune system. And what we need to know is that essential oils are the concentrated compounds from our herbs. So super concentrated. It must be diluted. Now, this is how you'd mix your oils. So you have what's called a base oil. For example, your olive oil, your sweet almond oil, avocado oil. And then you have your essential oils, which you will use in drops. So you take, for example, 3 tablespoons of maybe a cold-pressed, unrefined olive oil or coconut oil. And then you will add up to 10 drops of your essential oil. Preferably, you'll be using about 3 oils. You can mix up to 3 oils. So you may use 5 drops of, say, peppermint, 3 drops of maybe eucalyptus, and 2 drops of thyme. And that's how you'd mix your oils, 3 tablespoons to 10 drops of the essential oils. Now, the essential oils are not cure-alls, but they are potent herbs with the ability to alleviate, to heal, and to comfort. And if you use these oils regularly, they can bring great relief in a natural way, as the oils actually work in harmony with the mind, the body, and the spirit. Now, today we're going to look at the essential oil of peppermint. And as I said, most of us are actually familiar with peppermint and even have, and we even have this beautiful herb just growing in our garden. And I remember as a child growing up in Jamaica, it was quite commonplace to just go outside to pick your herb in the morning to make your tea. And, you know, our parents really knew what they were doing when they encouraged us to drink our bush tea on a regular basis. So the peppermint is an important antiviral, but we need to know it's also antibacterial, antispasmodic, it's antiseptic, anti-inflammatory, and so much more. But do note, it's also an analgesic. So it would be good for the pain as well. And that's the thing about the chikungunya, the after effects, is that nagging pain. So instead of relying on these Panadols and stuff, which will have side effects, yes, you need to just think about maybe using these herbs instead. So the stimulating and the analgesic properties of peppermint means it's also, you know, basically an effective for neuralgia and muscular aches and pain. So you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show on the CRS Radio. I'm Marjorie Henry Lawrence, and thank you for tuning in. We're looking at the antiviral oils that can be used to help you to overcome the effects of this chikungunya. Now, let's gain a greater appreciation of this familiar but highly sort of underestimated herb, this peppermint. Now, peppermint is a perennial herb, and it has been used as a medicinal herb for thousands and thousands of years. And if you're unable to get hold of the essential oil of peppermint, start to use it as a tea. Drink it daily, and you can have it sweetened or unsweetened. If you're going to have it sweetened, try and use the raw honey. And you know, in Jamaica, you have an abundance of great quality honey, and the honey itself will also have its own healing properties. So don't go and say, oh, I can't find the essential oil, I can't have the peppermint. That's nonsense. You know you can get the herb in Jamaica. If you can only get the ones in the box, then you may have to use maybe two or three of the tea bags to really get that potency. But if you can get the herb off the tree or get your own and plant it, that's even better. Now, here are some of the other benefits that will be derived by using this antiviral herb. Now, the primary action of the peppermint will be on the digestive system, especially the stomach. It can actually relieve indigestion and flatulence. And I don't want you to take it lightly. You know, this is a powerhouse of a herb. And I remember one night I went to bed and I suddenly woke up with the most excruciating, cramping pains in my abdomen. And I just thought, I just can't, you know, go and make a cup of tea. You know, what do I have? And I checked my box and I had a peppermint oil in the box, essential oil of peppermint. So I just quickly did a mixture, you know, like probably 10 drops with some oils, and I just applied it over my tummy. And I kid you not, when I say that, the pains went away almost instantaneously. And not only that, it went away and it didn't even come back. This is powerful, simple and powerful. So it is not uncommon, you know, if you're in a lot of pain sometimes day to day, day by day, that it can actually disrupt your pattern of eating. And if you're disrupting a pattern of eating, you know, it can cause you to lead to digestive upsets. Then if you get digestive upsets, you might get this sort of flatulence and sour risings. You might even have regurgitations and so on. Essential oil of peppermint, it's good for hiccups as well. And as I said before, you know, use essential oil or just drink the tea, and preferably the actual fresh herb. The peppermint can also combat sort of gastric fevers, diarrhea. It's even good for food poisoning. I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, the thing is, if you have food poisoning, what I find to be even more effective and quite fast acting is if you were to probably make a tea from ginger and garlic. That is really, really good if you have food poisoning. That works brilliantly. But the oil of peppermint and the peppermint tea is also good for food poisoning. Now, for the tummy upset and whatever, you can also combine the essential oil of peppermint with essential oil of orange and essential oil of fennel. Just mix it together. As I said before, maybe you could do, again, 5 drops of peppermint, 3 drops of the essential oil of orange, and 2 drops of the essential oil of fennel. And mix it together and just apply it to the abdomen. So if you have been taking a lot of the acetaminophens in the form of the Panadol or the Tylenol, this essential oil of peppermint has a detoxifying effect on the liver. Remember I said before, too much of these acetaminophens can cause liver damage. So you can start to begin to reverse that by making sure you're using this oil, massage it over the abdomen and the liver area, or just by drinking this tea on a regular basis. So what the peppermint actually does is that it encourages the digestion of fats by increasing the flow of bile, and it really works on the liver area. So the primary action of peppermint is, of course, on the digestive system. It also works on the respiratory system. It will help you with your coughs and your colds. It will help with asthma, bronchitis, sinusitis, flus, and head colds. I know it's not a cure-all, but it's covering quite a few of the body systems. The essential oil of peppermint is also good for the nervous system. It will actually relieve a nervous fatigue. It's good for migraines. It will also relieve the feelings of faintness and hysteria. You know, sometimes when you're taking these medications, these painkillers, it's creating these side effects, and, you know, you want to have something there to really help you to feel stable, you know, and calm. And the peppermint will do that for you. So for all those who still feel that, you know, after this terrible chikungunya, whatever, you know, you need something to help you. So why not just start your day with a fresh cup of peppermint tea? So simple. And in fact, if you have a thermos at home, make enough and work and have some at lunchtime. You don't only have to have tea in the morning. You can have tea right through the day, you know. And at night, what you could do if you actually have the essential oils is to then to massage, make your mixture and massage the oils into your body at night. Making sure when you're doing your massage, you can apply the oils to your face, your neck, your entire body, but making sure just to avoid the eyes, you know. And if for any reason, if you're quite new to aromatherapy and if the oils happen to go into your eyes, what you need to do is to flush the oils out. And how you would do that is by using a vegetable oil to wash your eye, or if you have full fat milk, like, you know, in your fridge, you just use that to wash your eye. Never use water to wash your eye if you happen to get the oils in your eye, because the water will just drive the oils deeper. And this is why if you create a bath with your aromatherapy oils, because you can actually put it in your bath, as you know, sometimes you need to make sure you just mix in the water properly before getting into that hot bath. Because as I said, the water will drive it in the system quite easily. I mean, for those who are not new to it, who are not quite sure how it works as well, with aromatherapy oils, remember your skin the largest organ, and what it is, all those pores in your skin, they're like little mouths, you know, little open mouths. And when you put the oils on your skin, it literally drinks the oil into your skin and into your bloodstream. And the oils are very intelligent. If you put the oils on your hands, it will go into your bloodstream and target where it needs to work. So, you know, even if you can't put it on your body directly, because it's aromatherapy, if you just smell it, it goes up into your head, into the olfactory glands and whatever, and it will work that way as well. I know some of you might be a little bit reluctant to apply the oils to your skin, worrying that it might make your skin too oily, it might even attract bugs, you know, and so on. But that's not true. Guess what happens when you put the oils on your skin? The essential oil of peppermint is an insect repellent. So it will also help to stop further bites from mosquitoes. So I said before, this simple herb is not to be underestimated. It is downright awesome. That's just my feeling about pepper. It's downright awesome. You'll also remember earlier in the show, I said that some microbiologists actually describe the virus as a type of Well, guess what? The essential oil of peppermint also has parasiticide properties. It can even eliminate fleas, scabies, and ringworms. So, you know, you had the kids get ringworms and stuff. Make a mixture and put it on the ringworm area, whatever. It will work beautifully. And if you don't have access to the essential oil of peppermint, you could use this essential oil of spearmint instead, because it has a very, very similar sort of property. Now, I mentioned that the oils actually, they don't just work physically. They also work on the mind and they work on the emotions. So on a psychological level, when you use peppermint, it will help you to transition through life more easily, such as changes, schools, or jobs. Maybe you're actually entering or leaving a relationship or even moving house. Whatever the transition you're going through, essential oil of peppermint will give you the strength, the courage, and the resolve you need to make that break, to make that change. And this is why I so love aromatherapy, because it has that ability to really on that level. And you don't get those sort of really awful side effects. And so you won't have any side effects from using these particular oils, because the oils themselves are chemicals and they too need to be respected. You don't just think, oh, it's small, I can put as many drops as I want. No, don't think more drops would be better. Sometimes less is better. Okay, let's have a listen to again to some music here and Stop Loving You. Here we go.
Baby, can't stop me from loving you. No way. Baby, just can't stop me from loving you. No way. Whoa, whoa. So many people wanna see me stop loving you, girl. So many people wanna see me. I wouldn't be so ungrateful to you. You've done so many things for me. You even made me strong when I was weak. So many people wanna see me stop loving you. Oh no. So many people wanna see me stop loving you, girl. But I can't.
You're my love, you're my love. Welcome back. Welcome back to the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. And thank you again for tuning in. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. And we're looking at the antiviral oils that may help us with the ill effects or the after effects of this chikungunya virus. And today I'm focusing on the essential oils that we are very familiar with as everyday food. So if you're unable to get hold of the essential oils, such as, and I will talk about the essential oil of thyme in a minute, you could actually make your own oil. You know, you won't be able to make the essential oil in terms of the that concentrated mixture. But say, for example, you wanted to actually have the oil to massage and you just can't get hold of the essential oil of the peppermint or thyme. What you could do, you could buy a bottle of, say, cold pressed unrefined olive oil, or you could get yourself some good, again, virgin coconut oil or something, and then you'd get hold of the herb. You'd wash it and then you'd macerate it, just break it down, put it in a clean jar, and pour the oil on the, over the herb, and you'll seal it and just leave it somewhere dark and cool for about 2 weeks or so, and allow the essence of the herbs to actually diffuse into the oil. And then once you've done that, you could then strain it through some kind of cloth or, you know, strainer or whatever. And then you have that oil that would be infused with the chemicals from the particular herb, and you could use that to massage your body. That's just your homemade way of doing it. But if you can get hold of the essential oils, it's so amazing. So do that as well. Now let's have a look at the antiviral oil, the essential oil of thyme. Now the essential oil of thyme is very, very powerful. It is a very hot oil and must be used in small quantities. Whereas I could say to you, get 3 tablespoons of your base oil, like olive oil, and put 10 drops of peppermint, I will not say that about the actual thyme. Do not put more than 3 drops of this oil in a mixture. Yes, it's so hot. It's so powerful, so potent. Now, it is pungent and it's very stimulating and it can be very irritating. Now, I don't want people to feel afraid of the oils, but I want you to respect the power and the concentration of the oils. It is said that thyme is most appropriate if you have neglected or abused your body. And in relation to the chikungunya, you may have become weak, over time, debilitated and prone to this sort of lingering infections and viruses. This is where the thyme oil comes into its own. But what I love about thyme is that Americans cook with this herb all the time. And the essential oil of thyme is very effective in combating infections and strengthening the immune response. And in so doing, by strengthening this immune response, in so doing, it will stimulate the production of white blood cells. Now, at the very beginning of the show, I actually spoke about the importance of building the immune system so that it can actually effectively neutralize the viruses. And if you have any doubt at all about how effective thyme is, this essential oil of thyme is used to treat HIV-related diseases. So, you know, we have these wonderful herbs. We put it in our foods. We know that probably it prevents the meat from spoiling. It makes the food taste fabulous, blah, blah, blah. But what you really need is personal holistic medicinal chest in your kitchen. It's really important to really respect and appreciate these wonderful herbs that God has given us to use to help us to heal, grow, to just take us through life, you know. Now, in addition to that information regarding the essential oil of thyme, because thyme is a warming and stimulating type of oil, it can be used in your massage blend to actually ease muscular stiffness, aches, and pains. And that's the thing about chikungunya, is that it can leave this kind of arthritic type symptom. And the essential oil of thyme will help with both the arthritis and even rheumatism. Now, let us see what other benefits you will actually derive from using thyme oil. Because as I said before, these oils, they cover a plethora of different things. They don't just work on one thing. They will help you with other things as well. So remember, the oils will help you to balance the body, not just physically, but mind and emotions and spirit. So the oils actually, they're really multitasking. See them as little gods in a bottle. They are multitasking, very healing. Now, the primary action of thyme is on the genitourinary system. It is one of the most important oils to treat venereal diseases, venereal infections such as gonorrhea, trichomonas, leucorrhea, and even what is called the NSU, the non-specific uveitis. It's also very effective in dealing with a number of urinary infections such as cystitis. And the way I tend to use essential oil of thyme is that, you know, we live in these sort of cold, damp countries. Looking after your lungs is so important. You know, you always have these mold and damp and cold. Well, the thyme oil is really fabulous at dealing with respiratory infections. So it will help you with your colds, your flus, coughs, bronchitis. And it combines really well with the with eucalyptus. And what I like to do sometimes is you just get that little bottle of vapor rub. Actually put the essential oils inside the vapor rub. So you put a number of drops in the vapor rub and you just mix it up and apply it to your chest and so on. Yes, for those that are quite asthmatic and who have that sort of spasmodic type of coughing, you'll also benefit from using the essential oil of thyme. I like to have that particular essential oil with me, and I like to cook with it as well. I just feel as though when you cook with it, it's protecting the food from spoiling and so on, and it gives a great taste. Now, how about making a herbal soup rich with this herb that's called thyme? This is something that we could have on a daily basis, just like you could have your peppermint tea in the morning and you take it to work in your thermos and you have it through the day and so on. I know sometimes it's a Jamaican sort of tradition to have soup on a Saturday, but there's nothing to stop you from having your soups during the week as well. And you can actually have this herbal soup on a daily basis. And that you could do until you get that desired relief from this aches and pains and all this sort of debilitated type of feelings, you know. So why live with the pain of this chikungunya virus? Just think about it. Just a few feet away from where you are now, probably in your kitchen, is that thyme, you know. The thyme oil, just like the peppermint, is great for the digestive system. I will aid with things like dysentery and gastroenteritis. It's also fantastic for the circulatory system. I just want you to note that it has the ability to increase your blood pressure a bit. So if you're someone who suffers from low blood pressure, it will help to normalize it. If you already have high blood pressure, use it, you know, in moderation, but it's a good herb to use. So always dilute it very, very well. And you can, you know, when you make the mixture with your 3 tablespoons of your base oil and you add your thyme, 1 to 2 drops of thyme, it will help to also heal your skin. So if you have things like acne, if you have boils, you have sores, head lice, body lice, and even scabies, essential oil of thyme is really good for helping to bring that under control. So the essential oil of thyme is a powerful germicide, and it is actually very effective against a wide range of bacteria, viruses, and fungi. I mean, that's just absolutely amazing. I just love these oils in aromatherapy, you know. Just to remind you, as we come towards the end of the show, that you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show on the CRS Radio. And you can still call in on 661-467-2407. Now, there are a number of other great antiviral oils, such as essential oil of basil, essential oil of cinnamon, essential oil of clove, essential oil of eucalyptus, essential oil of lemon, essential oil of lime, lavender, essential oil of pine, tea tree oil, essential oil of lemon balm. And if you've noticed, a number of these herbs are probably, as I said before, right there in your home. So if you're unable to get hold of the essential oil, use them as food on a more regular basis. So for example, cinnamon. That's something that people tend to probably put in your porridge and stuff. Well, put a bit more. If you like to have your porridge in the morning, your oats and whatever, put a bit more essential of the cinnamon in it. And maybe add some nutmeg as well and whatever. If you're having a hot drink at night, some people do like to have a hot drink. They might like to have Milo or Ovaltine or whatever. You can put cinnamon in that as well. So even though I, you know, not milky drinking, milk, you know, drink with milk and stuff, if you're going to have these type of drinks, you know, make it more sort of efficacious by putting these kinds of things in it. What about limes? I mean, that's just a normal thing in Jamaica. Why not make yourself a huge jug of lemonade and have it in your house at all times? You can have it without unsweetened. And if you must sweeten it, you can use good quality brown sugar that has not been devitalized, not white sugar, you know, something white, something deadly. Stay away from the white products. When you're trying to heal your body, you want to be staying away from that white flour, white bread, white sugar, and all those kinds of fast foods and all that. You know, there's too much good quality food in Jamaica to be eating these kinds of snack foods that are very detrimental. And in fact, the Jamaican diet is a very good diet. It's just been ruined, in my opinion, by the milk excessively. I mean, I don't believe in deprivation, but, you know, using things that are not particularly vitalized excessively, and you just ruin a very great diet with things like that. So just a simple little shift. Sometimes it's hard to make a big step and a big shift to something, but you just make small changes. It can make such a huge difference because the body is so willing to heal. It just wants to heal. So today we're looking at essential oil of thyme, essential oil of peppermint as antiviral oils that you can use to help you to overcome the effects of this chikungunya. And I've given you a few of the other antivirals that you could use in a similar manner. I may or may not do some more next week. We'll see what happens. But just coming towards the end, you know, for those of you who actually know me and know the show, you know, I like to actually talk about this particular herbalist called Culpepper, the late great English astrologer and physician. And I like to just say what he has to say about time and the way how he says things so beautifully, so poetically. He says, time is a strengthener of the lungs, a good remedy for the chin cough in children. It purges the body of phlegm and is an for the shortness of breath. It kills worms in the belly, and being a notable herb of Venus, it will promote the times, give safe and speedy delivery to women in travail, and brings away the afterbirth. Thyme is good for dullness of sight. It's great for gout. Also, anoint the testicles that are swelled. It will ease pain in the loins and hips. What a fantastic herb is this thyme. So thank you for joining me today on the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio. Thank you for tuning in. It was just wonderful to be here. Thank you for calling in, Siobhan. But when you do call back, don't call any names on the program. Let's just talk about the oils and how they work. And, you know, you have the number. Do have it, write it down so you can call in next week and have a chat with me. It's 661-467-2407. And I'm just trying to see if I can find some kind of music to send you out with. And I'm going to just choose this one here called Hero Mama, and hopefully it's a nice one. But thank you so much. Go out there, get your antiviral oils. Go out there and get your herbs. Start using them. Start appreciating them. And call me and tell me next week how you got on. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
To every good mother out there, respect you. Because you only can have one mother. You can't have two. Always respect your mama.
Mama. Mama. Oh, sweet mama. Hey, hey. Love me, mama. She always be around. Mama, love you, mama. I will never let you down. Oh no, love me, mama. She always be around. Mama, I love you, mama. I will never let you down. Oh no, big up me daddy, he my king, but see me mommy a queen. Every day she get up on the sewing machine. Half he do some cooking, half he do some machine. And I will if I say something, I will if I father bring the mama, you not see them again. As them yet more breathe, them take the fresh aeroplane. Can't take the pressure, set them not take the blame. Yes, while some mama, I like grace. Me love me mama, she always be around. Mama, me love you, mama. I will never let you down. Oh no, love me, mama. She always be around.
Yes, love your mama. Happy Mother's Day tomorrow, and God bless. And see you next week. Bye bye now.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.